Discord to the cloud. Oh, yeah, here we are. Tour date time. Andrew, you got anything?
New Year's Eve streaming show with Christopher Titus. If you go to combustionfilms.com or follow Christopher Titus on any social media, you can get tickets to watch that show. I'll be hosting for Christopher Titus and Rachel Bradley.
That's really exciting. You're going to be like live in studio slash garage slash.
Yeah, they've built a little room, I guess, and they're supposed to have maybe 10 people that are tested, maybe. I don't know, but I assume so. So,
great. And then what happens? And then virtual.
Yes. And then cool. The rest of it. So I think there will be laughter to pace yourself at least, you know. But I started at giggles, so, you know, 10 people is a great audience for me.
Exactly. Ken's here. Ken Hamlet is here. Ken, welcome. Do you have any tour dates coming up that are notable or anything you want to?
Yeah. February 12th weekend, I'll be out in Austin and San Antonio. And then the rest of everything else is dead forever, I think. I think that's...
We all have to move to Texas is the answer.
Nashville.
Yes. Nashville. I don't want to bomb in Nashville. I'm still doing my virtual show that was local before in my hometown. So Everett Comedy Night is going to be on January 10th. Man, Ken, I should have you do it. We'll talk after the episode about that. Yeah. And every second
don't you want to book someone that's funny, though?
Yeah. Well, I just want to book someone who has good audio.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
honestly, and a good backdrop. And so far, so good with Ken. So we're excited to have you on the show. Here come the jokes after a 3-second pause. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Homeschool, episode 23, the Michael Jordan episode. Also, the last episode of 2020. You know what? We hope we made your year better.
That's a super low bar. Hey, congrats. Yeah,
just
you didn't,
better.
Yeah, you didn't shit your pants. This is the best day ever.
Not good, not great, just better.
Exactly. It's not hard. The world is on fire, but hey, at least we got these shit jokes.
Yeah, well... It is frustrating writing jokes without anywhere to perform them, you know, because jokes are like boners. They can happen for any reason at any time, and you just got to hope you can remember it later when you need it.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of assistance from some drugs. Also, mine usually come while I'm alone in the shower, so.
That's where I come the most, too. But hey, if you thought this podcast would take a break for Christmas... Me too, but here we are, back with more jokes every week until the apocalypse.
By the way, this apocalypse is taking forever. Can we hurry this up?
Speed it up. I don't want to write any more jokes. Well, 'tis the season. Merry Christmas, Corey. Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, actually, no, because Christmas was canceled. Clearly, the coronavirus was created just so those anti-Christian libtards could get what they've wanted for years.
Well, I celebrated, and I even got you a Christmas present, but it might take a few weeks to arrive because shipping is it's coming from overseas.
Oh, what? That's sweet of you. What is it?
It's a new strain of coronavirus.
Holy shit. You shouldn't have. Like, literally, why did you? Also, let's call it where it came from, the Great Britain virus, huh? Those limey bastards.
Yeah. I'm sure Trump has suspended travel from the UK. I mean, after all, he loves taking credit for shutting down travel from China 6 weeks later than he should have. But
he actually just signed an executive order to bring back the Concorde jet. So
we need more corona faster. We need it here sooner.
The truth is I celebrated Christmas virtually this year.
Yeah. Do you have like a Zoom with your family?
Oh, no. I watched a cam girl pour eggnog all over her body while she used a candy cane dildo.
You could have just said yes.
Oh, I guess so. Yes, my
Does
family.
Does she send it to you if you tip?
You travel to L.A. again, against orders, by the way, to be with your family. How was your Christmas?
Well, yeah, of course I went to see my family. It's the first time everyone is unemployed at the same time. We're not allowed to visit. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. So you're kind of turning into a bit of a family man, I see. Do you want to have kids now?
You know, being around them, especially at Christmas, really helped me discover things I didn't know were important. And for me, it's silence.
Yeah, duh. That's why all the Christmas carols are about silent nights. Ken knows what's up.
My kid is bound in the garage right now.
Yeah, that's what parents used to wish for before Santa invented the goddamn PlayStation.
That's what I look for in a president. Can't wait till we have a silent president.
Right. Silent president. Holy president. Like, literally crawl in a hole somewhere. Could you?
Yeah. Shallow grave. Doesn't have the same ring to it. But hey, yeah. Speaking of silent president, how come he hasn't tweeted about the Nashville bombing yet?
Well, obviously, he's just waiting to find out if that person voted for him or not, you know? If he finds out that he did, he's going to praise him.
He knocked out the 5G. Give him a break. Trump's on vacation. He can't get to his phone all the time, you know?
Well, you got to use that paid time off while you can, right before the end of the year, you know? Yeah. It's not a good look, really. 330,000 people are dead. Hospitals are full and unemployment benefits are expiring. That's like the Jets head coach taking time off in the middle of the season, right? It's like, dude, you're going to be unemployed in 2 weeks.
It's really bad. We need a superhero to save us, and I know just the lady. The new Wonder Woman came out on Christmas Day. Did you watch it?
Yeah. I noticed a lot of dudes hating on it. I wonder, woman, why? I didn't see the first one, so I didn't really understand how to hate the sequel.
Did you get a little corona in your throat there? Well, the movie was kind of long. It's about 2.5 hours. But the good news is it felt like 3.
Ah. I'd watch Gal Gadot for 2.5 straight hours. That's not true. I'd at least 30.
Okay. Speaking of dragging on, why isn't coronavirus going away after the election? I thought that's what the plan was.
Right. Well, maybe they meant once all the votes are like certified.
Maybe they meant 2024 election.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I hope I just get this vaccine soon. This shit's getting really terrible.
Why are you worried about the microchip in the vaccine tracking your movement?
Oh, sorry. Well, I missed that. I was just checking into this restaurant on Foursquare.
Okay. You're not supposed to eat indoors, Corey. You know this. But hey, well, if you want the vaccine sooner, you could just move to Texas because Texas decided to ignore the CDC recommendations and they're going to vaccinate old people like you first instead of essential employees like healthcare workers and police officers.
Well, the police already have those face shields, and with how often they're shooting people these days, probably staying 6 feet away from anybody, right? But I guess it makes sense. Old people are the most vulnerable. The 23-year-old essential worker at Taco Bell doesn't, like, need the vaccine first, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, how many people is your Nana coming in close contact with?
That's a good point. Not a lot right now. She's just been doing her candy cane dildo show on Zoom. So
that's good. Keeping it safe. Yeah. She's real stickler for safety there.
Stickler. That's what she puts inside of her. Stickler.
That's what happens when you when the candy cane gets worn down.
Stuck.
How much do we have to tip to get that candy cane? That's all I want to know.
How many licks does it get to the center of the...
Great reference.
Speaking of horny old fuckers, Trump has threatened to veto the stimulus bill because the checks are only $600. Instead, he's demanding $2,000. Is $2,000 too much money, you think?
Nah, I think we should get $1 for every day we've been forced to lock down.
Yeah, well, wait, that's only like $300.
Well, it's felt like 2,000.
Yeah, it sure has.
Still less than what he paid for those massages from those kids, though. So.
And his fucking his toupee and there's all sorts of random shit in this bill. Did you look into it, Corey?
Oh, I didn't read it neither. But neither has anybody in Congress, right? It's like 5,000 pages, and they're trying to jam all this random stuff through.
Yeah, right. I was jamming all that random stuff in there. Yeah. Hey, it's us. Your grandma wrote the bill. All right. Right. There's like $25 million for gender programs in Pakistan, $500 million to Israel, and $2.5 million just to count the number of amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, wow. $25 million in Pakistan for gender programs. There's only like one gender that matters, right? Okay. A couple million bucks to count all the fish in the Gulf of Mexico seems like a hell of a deal or a price, right?
Yeah.
Like for the size of that operation, this guy must have read The Art of the Deal.
The Pope's Instagram account has been liking racy photos of hot Instagram models. He's been in real trouble now.
Yeah, his wife is going to be really mad.
For sure. But hey, at least he's not liking photos of adolescent boys. I'd say this is a positive scandal, you know, step in the right direction. Maybe Chris D'Elia can be the new Pope, you know, whenever that comes around.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know where that came
from. Nah, he's just doing shows in Texas next week.
is he?
No, I don't know. Okay. I'm sure he'd be allowed to. speaking of steps in the right direction, last week TV personality Rush Limbaugh had his last day on air due to lung cancer. Also, it will soon be his last day of air due to lung cancer. Doctors found a cancerous growth on his lung, and it turned out just to be the rest of his body and personality.
Yeah. Well, hey, shout out to this week's sponsor, cancer. actually, shout out to this week's sponsor, Corey's Nana. With all the profits from her Zoom show, we were able to buy this podcast equipment. So shout out to Dorothy.
Boom, boom on Zoom, Zoom.
Boom, boom on Zoom, Zoom. I like it.
Oh, man. Well, hey, there are the jokes. Ken, Dale, what's the Dale? It's just your middle name, or what's...
That's my first name is Ken Dale. Nobody calls me Ken Dale.
That's right.
Thanks for putting my government name out there, dude. Thank you.
I'll give your address and your phone number, and your social security number is 534-98-4317.
Yeah, I mean, it's real hard to find all that information on Instagram and Foursquare and Facebook and MySpace and Tinder and Ashley Madison. And
yeah, it's funny. Someone said to me recently, like, because I took a photo of my two photos. One was of me voting, and it had my signature and I think my address on it. And then the other was my license. And I didn't block out stuff. And they're like all these people are like, I can't believe you put that up. And I was like, we literally used to put our addresses and phone numbers on people's doorsteps like every 3 months. We're like, hey, here you go. You can just find anybody you want. Like,
here's the phone book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, go ahead and steal my identity. It's not working well for me. So
exactly. I love
I was hoping to change it anyway, you know?
See, yeah. See what you can
and
do.
And then when
this.
I call fraud, I can call all my stuff that I actually did with my credit and get that canceled
too.
All
that Chipotle.
Too,
so. He went to Chipotle every single day. That guy is crazy.
It sounds like BS. Yeah.
Don't check the security footage, but yeah.
Anyway, Ken is here with us. Excited. You're where are you at right now physically in the world?
Chicago, yes. The greatest second city in the world is what they say. I think I don't know how they.
That is
what
funny.
They say
Chicago. Second city. Chicago. Yeah.
Chicago's cool. Yeah. You know the place that closed during the pandemic.
I mean, that's every city, to be honest.
Except for to shootings. They're wide open to shootings.
Yeah, we are killing in that number one export, actually.
I've never thought about that.
Could you stop exporting? we're cool with it out here.
Yeah, can you keep it to yourselves? I've never thought about that. The improv group was called Second City, so... That's just to New York, right? I guess.
Can't believe they named it after the improv group. It's crazy.
You guys just think you're not as good as. You're just like admitting, hey, we're not as good as New York, but we're pretty good. Is that the deal?
For sure. Like nobody. I mean, people think that it's as New York, but like it's Chicago. It's like baby New York, even though it was like bigger than New York at a time, but like we just, you know, it's Chicago Midwest stuff, and they were like, ah, this is good enough. I'm cool with this. I don't have to for more.
Had the tallest building in the world for a while. I think Chicago's amazing. Chicago's like, I've always said it to be like a super clean New York.
Yeah, that's relative. That was like the big reason why I moved here. It was like the clean option. But it's not New York.
How about
though,
that sure. weather? I mean, I know people talk about that's like a I can't handle the cold.
It's not, I don't know, for me, I just kind of got used to it. The cold never bothered me. I'm like super hot all the time anyways.
And doesn't leave the house.
And that's like
what's happening. Yeah.
I've always said you're super basically. Hot all the time. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and I'm like always drunk. So like, it's always warm when you're drunk. Yeah, the cold, you kind of, that's like a weird thing. Like the thing that bothers me, I don't care about the cold as much. It's like the drastic change from like humidity during the summer to like the winter where it just gets like crazy dry. I hate that. That's the part that I hate.
Well, I was going to say, because even the summer is like crazy humid. So when I was there in the summer, yeah. I was like, it's just not, I don't know. It didn't seem very livable, but hey, it's a beautiful city. Yeah, it's great. It's Christmas time. It's probably, is it snowing? You got any snow this?
We have no snow. Just, I did see Oprah one time, or it was just another black lady. Could have been the one.
Might have been my mom.
Or you're racist.
I hope people watch the video of this.
Ken is black, if you haven't figured that out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
And Andrew's in LA. You're in LA right now.
Yeah, that's why we had to take out all the N-words from the podcast of this episode. But we'll be back to regularly scheduled program next week.
Yeah, I was confused when the intro music changed. I was like, what is going on, guys?
Yeah, I'm down in Los Angeles, Calabasas, California. Where Santa visits more than once a year. They film all those Lexus commercials where they, you know, those commercials where the wife comes outside and there's a brand new Lexus in the driveway. They film all those here every single week.
No actors, just they just go
just
door to
real
door.
Life stories. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Pretty nice. My brother was living in Santa Monica and having trouble finding a place to buy. He was renting for a little while. And then once the pandemic hit, a lot of really nice houses sort of came on the market for low value. And so he put an offer in on this place, and like 2 days later, like 2 hours later, I guess is the story, was accepted. So it's really, really nice neighborhood. We went for a walk around the neighborhood. And I was here for Thanksgiving, which was they were just moving in probably like a couple weeks by then. And my brother was telling me, like, one of his neighbors, he's like, we're walking around the neighborhood, and he goes, oh, I think this guy's a musician. And they're all fancy, like really nice houses. So you're kind of like, I'm sure they all do something crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I think this guy's the drummer in LMFAO, that band. And I was like confused, because I was like, I don't think they have a drummer, but maybe there's like behind the scenes guys. I thought it was just two dudes shaking their penises for the camera. But I didn't really think anything of it. And I was like, oh, I guess some drummer dude lives there. And so my brother was like, yeah, I asked him like what he does. He said he's a musician. And I asked if he was like still performing. And he goes, are you like a singer? He goes, I don't really sing. And so I just figured he's like a drummer. And I was like, okay. So then Christmas Day, we're walking around. And the cool thing is that this guy has, right along the road, there's like a fence with a turkey and a pig and a basket of like vegetables to feed them. So like you can walk through the neighborhood with your kids and be like, let's feed the pig and feed the turkey. So that's like a tradition on our walks now, as we just go feed the pig and stuff.
So they can fatten him up and kill him on Christmas.
So he can kill him for Thanksgiving. And yeah. So we're Christmas Day. We go for a little bike ride. We stop at the top of the hill and we are feeding this guy's pigs. And all of a sudden the dude comes walking out just his house is far away. So it's not like he must have just been out hanging by the fence. And it's the lead singer from the singer, lead singer from LMFAO. It's Red Foo. It's Red Foo. He's got the giant afro and I would have never. Yeah,
he's right that he doesn't sing
for sure.
That's accurate.
Girl, look at that body. So it's so funny because I'm sitting there going like, if he would have never said, "Oh, a guy from LMFAO lives over there," I probably would have never put it together.
Right.
With that context clue, I'm like, "Oh, that's the main guy." I don't know his name or anything, but that looks like the guy.
Then he had to.
But yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. But I'm also like, I could be wrong. I don't know anything. I'm an idiot. And but
maybe his twin like, brother's the drummer. But yeah,
sure. So we're hanging out and my brother's like talking to the guy and they're hitting it off and they're being super nice and I guess they've talked a little bit before and. So he lets us in to like feed the animals and we're all hanging out. My brother's like, "So are you guys like touring now or what are you doing?" And he goes, not really. We're not really a band anymore, but I'm getting into producing more and whatever. And I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Like, I think this is the dude or whatever. So we all have a good conversation. My brother like is kind of like asking a girl out where he was like, "Oh, I should drop off that thing." Some I don't know. People make friends with their neighbors, but he's like, "Oh, I should drop off with." They're talking about swimming pools. They're like, "Oh, we got an estimate for a swimming pool," and they're like, "Oh, like $90,000." He's like, "Yeah, it's expensive." And the guy's like, "Hey, give me his number. I want a swimming pool." I was like, "Okay." And he goes, "Should I just write a note or like leave it in your mailbox?" And the guy's like, "Just take my number down." "Oh, yeah. Let me get your number. Yeah." And so he's like writing down his number, and he goes, and he's just been calling him Foo. That's how he was introduced to him. So he's like, "Oh, it's Foo, right?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "What's your last name?" And he's like, he goes, "People call me Red Foo. So you can just type Red Foo or."
So that you witnessed all this.
Yeah. I'm watching this all happen.
And you're so he's like, "You're like,
I'm oh just like, oh my God, these guys have no idea." Or I think like maybe he's playing it cool.
Sure.
Because it did seem he was like hesitant to be like, "Hey, give me your number and let's just all be friends." And the guy like the guy was like, "Oh, I bought this house over there like a couple weeks ago because just came available. And I decided to buy a second house in the same neighborhood
because it was available."
I was like, "This guy has buy a second house for no reason money." So and he was being super nice. He's like walking us around both properties and going like, "Oh, this happened, this thing and whatever." Whole life. And he goes, "Foo Gordy, that's my real name or whatever, last name."
Yeah.
And so he's like, "Okay, Foo Gordy." And so we're walking away and I'm like, "Okay, that's cool." And so we get back to the house and I was like, I was talking to my brother's wife at first and I go, "Do you have any idea who that guy is?" And she's like, "No." And I go, I was like trying to sing the song. I'm like, "Look at that, I worked out." And they're like, you're on crack, you know? And I'm like, "He did the thing and the party rocking and the
party rock.
Everybody's in the house." And they're like, please don't sing. That's
John. Wait. Nah, I don't know.
It is same thing, actually. He was on that song. Yeah. Okay. You're right. You're not wrong. So, yeah, not that old. So then I'm like talking to my brother. I go, "I'll have to show you one of his videos when we get back to the house." And so I pop up my laptop and I pull up YouTube and literally 2 billion views on his music video. And I'm like, "Oh, wow, Keith." So I play the song. I'm like, "This guy has 2 billion views. You have no idea who he is." He's like, "Not a clue." The song comes on and he's like, "Oh, yeah, I think it sounds familiar. I remember this kind of thing."
Bro, you couldn't go anywhere without that song playing when it was, like, you couldn't go to church without that song playing as you're walking
in.
That's
what's cool is I think he's not recognizable enough. Like, he's got that perfect level of, like, he's so rich, but no one, like, walking down the street would be like, "The guy from that techno group from 10 years ago that was popular," you know, like.
Yeah,
so
that's gold.
So we're watching the videos and then he's like, "Oh, click on this." He's like really excited now. He's like, "Click on this one, click on this one." And so and then his 3-year-old daughter walks up and is watching the music video, and she's like dancing, and he's like, oh, it's actually pretty PG-13 music, you know, they're not swearing or anything. But the music video is you know, Ron Jeremy and the close up of their dicks and stuff. And so so for like 30 seconds, we're like, hey, this is okay for the kids to watch, and this is, they're dancing and this is fun. And then it's just a real close up of him in a thong trying to, you know, pound it to the camera. And and then my brother's like,
all right,
we're gonna pause this, and let's not ruin their childhood yet. And so then,
pretty wild,
pretty crazy. So then the next day, my brother goes for a walk again, and the guy is back out hanging out at his house in the front yard or whatever. And so, oh, hey. So they start chatting again.
Hey, Fu Manchu. And
he goes, yeah, he goes, Fu Manchu.
Calls him by the wrong name or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes, dude, my brother told me who you were, and I had no idea. I feel like an idiot. And the guy's like, dude, that's totally fine. I don't care, and it's totally fine. But
he goes, it that way, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But he goes, like, he kind of comments on that, being like, he goes, I have a pretty good level of fame where like people don't really know me. But like, this is what he told my brother. So this is all kind of secondhand story, but he was like, sometimes at shows, I'll just sing the wrong lyrics and nobody even cares. They're like, not even there for me. You know, they're just like techno dancing, like, yeah, whatever. This, the guy who sings, as long as you get the hook right, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
We don't know the words either. So
everyone, isn't it everybody? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Yeah.
Who's the Ken? So, who do you think's like the most? I don't know. That's probably not the most famous person you've met, Andrew. But who's like? Do you have any famous person people that you've met, Ken? I don't.
Like encounters? Just random. With
comedy, not comedy, anything that you've? I don't know. I mean, I've seen. I went to. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, I would probably what's his name? The dude that steals all. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, the guy that steals all the jokes, like, Corey Michaelis. Yeah.
You guys have like millions of views on YouTube and stuff, so easily the most famous. Like, not any of the comics that I've ever opened for. I would probably what's the dude's name? George Lopez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Carlos Mencia, maybe.
Carlos Mencia. Yeah, George, whichever one was stealing jokes. I don't know. Yeah, they're both.
That was Mencia.
Oh, Mencia. I see. I didn't hear you say that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's. I think he is the most famous guy I've met, because, like, to perform at a Super Bowl show, that's pretty famous. And he's also like, he's the son of Berry Gordy, who was like the famous.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like the famous, you know, he ripped off all those Motown people, right?
Yeah, it was like thief. Is the word you're looking for?
that Mulaney joke is a good joke. Where he?
Oh yeah, excuse me, Mr. Berry Gordy. What do I sign? Yeah.
Wow, huh? I don't even. Yeah, I mean, I don't. You know, sometimes you ask a question because you have a good answer. Also, I don't. I got nothing. But I was just curious. Yours was
have you met all of your neighbors? Like, are you friends with them?
That's a good question. I tried to,
because I don't,
last Christmas I tried to give all my neighbors almond roca and some tickets to an Everett Comedy Night show, right? It's 8 minutes away is the venue, I hadn't met these people over here, or maybe I'd met them once. So I just left it on their doorstep. I knew them pretty well, left it on their doorstep. Hadn't met the brand new people. So I was like, all right, this will be my introduction, right? And so I finally am home. They're home. Both their cars are in the driveway. I can see their lights on. Perfect. It's a little dark out. I mean, it's winter, so it's a little dark out, but whatever. So I walk up to their doorstep, and it's so hilarious. These days, you walk up to someone's doorstep, and it's like, bro, what? They get guns out. They're like, what's going on?
They're looking through the window.
They saw me walk up. I knocked. I see them. I see
he
them
shuts all the lights off. He goes to a safe room.
I see him watching a movie. Now, they had company, which I didn't know at the time, but then I saw the company. So they had their like brother over watching a movie. A dog's barking. I'm knocking. They're just like not going to answer. And there's like this awkward 45 seconds, and they go, and I knock again. I'm like, I don't know. And they go, or I ring the doorbell because I'm like, well, maybe they didn't hear. And they go, yeah, who is it? And I was like, oh, man, this is so. Like,
no,
it's your
thank
neighbor,
you.
Neighbor across the street. My name's
we
Corey.
Have enough Girl Scout cookies. Please go away.
You're like, we don't care about Jehovah or anything else.
We're not going to convert to Judaism. Yeah.
So they open the door.
Jehovah's Witness
the dog,
in the neighborhood. God damn it.
The dog is like jumping on them and they're like trying to hold their dog back. And they're like, okay, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Corey. I live across the street. Just wanted to give you a gift for Christmas and introduce myself. Oh, okay. And I don't remember their names. It was all so frantic. And then like they have to like crack open the screen door just so they can get the gift. And I'm like, and also I'm a comedian, and there's tickets to go to my comedy
slam the door
show.
In your face.
I guess.
Hey, it's gonna be a good show. We got Ken Hamlin next week.
Don't open it. Yeah. And it was like, and I just walked away like, wow, that was just a total fail. And then since then, like, well, there's been some waves and some hellos and some whatever, but like, I can see he gets golf clubs out of his car, like. Frequently, and I'm like, I'm a god. Like, we would be friends.
We could be friends,
but
yeah,
because there's no, we can't. Like, I can't like go hang out with them right now because of COVID and shit. So it's like, hey, where'd you play today? Oh, I played Legion. I was like, yeah, I played there the other day. Do you want to go? Never mind. I don't want.
Dude, no, that's like a great. That's like the best entry into. Like, my wife made me like one of my best friends, because she like there was a guy moving in. It was one before we bought our house in Tacoma. We lived in these lofts downtown, and he was bringing in golf clubs. And my wife just was like, happened to go past, and she was like, hey, my husband golfs. You guys should meet. And then after that, we just like.
Oh,
kicked
it
off. Like,
best.
We were like best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It totally is. Yeah. That's why businesses, you know, business meetings are always golfing and shit. Yeah, I got to play when I got to come out to Chicago. We got to play. Do you know now and where you are now? Are you like what, condo, house? Are you on the edges of the city? Are you suburb? What's your.
Yeah. So we are in a condo in Rogers Park, which is like, we're basically Evanston. We are literally, if you take like the main. Like think Pac Ave, and when you get all the way to like Spanaway area, like for the people that don't know, I'm basically there, like outside of that. You don't even. That's
I like
a
how
person.
You're like, wait to use my government name. Anyway, here's how you get to my house. You take a left at the 7-Eleven, and it's
no,
like
this
the
is Chicago, so you know I didn't give any of my city streets, so I don't like I'm totally safe.
Oh, you go down Pac Ave right at the end of that. You're gonna see a laundromat. You're gonna take a right.
Yeah.
That's his
address 1137.
So do you meet your neighbors, or are they all scared of a black man?
Fuck no. I actually live in a super cool area. Like the biggest part for us when we moved to Chicago, we wanted to be in a diverse neighborhood. So we live in an area that's like just a pocket of like diversity, and then by pocket I mean like one street, and then everything else is white. Like So like we're in like a little diverse pocket, and then so it's a cool and I'm like driving like 15 minutes away from the Laugh Factory. So
that's great.
I spent a lot of time like that was spent most of my time I was like going to the Laugh Factory. So and that was like for me was just like I wanted to be close enough to the city where I can get to the Laugh Factory and like all the class, but then like I wanted to be away from the city so that like, not raise a kid in the middle of the city.
Right. Well, Chicago, I've just done spots at Laugh Factory, Comedy Bar. They maybe like me. I don't know. They've had me. And then Rosemont when the old GM was there, but she's now moved on somewhere else. And she's in Vegas. Cindy, she's at Brad Garrett's now, GM there. Anyway, what's his name? Wayne or Bill or Dale or what's the white guy's name that books
you're talking about
Zanies downtown?
Brian. Brian is like, well, he's like the new booker at Zany's downtown.
Old guy was an old.
Yeah. Like in the last year and a half.
Okay. There was an old curmudgeon before him that.
Got to update your booking sheet.
Oh, yeah. Well, a year and a half. I mean, I did a thing of like, I did comedy, a headline comedy bar one weekend and then stayed the following week to feature at Zany's. And I was just like, hopefully they don't find out, you know?
That's dope.
And the comedy bar didn't care. And nobody that worked at Zany's cared, like nobody that I met cared. But I was like, this booker guy for sure is going to care. He's like old school, fucking crotchety old man. Like, he'll definitely care if he finds out. But then he moved on and some new Brian. All right, well, Brian, I'll have to.
Yeah.
In 2025, I'll reach out to Brian and see.
When Chicago finally opens back up.
Oh, man. Well, Christmas was good for you and your family. Do you guys do that? Do you celebrate that? Or are you Jewish? What's happening?
Super Jewish. So Christmas is a weird topic.
Got to do more research on our guests. So
yeah, dude, it's all bio. It's like first black Jewish comedian to move to Chicago. That's the first sentence. Christmas is cool. I don't like surprises. And so a thing where like my wife has to like, I just gave my wife like a list of things. Well, she's a stay at home wife. So it's like me buying my own gifts, but like that sounds really shitty to say that, but like,
I make all the money. I just give this bitch owes everything to me, like, and she'd be nothing without me. So when I say buy me something,
she jumps. Wait,
yeah. But I like give a list because one year she fucked up and just got me like shitty gifts that I didn't want. And I was like, I don't like surprises anyways. So I was like, all right, we do list. And for me, I'm really good at gifts and I pay attention and I listen to things that she wanted. And so she got like, we both were super happy this Christmas, but I didn't wait till Christmas. Like I got
What's
a tennis bracelet,
gift?
like a diamond tennis bracelet.
like a Rubik's Cube?
So this,
great.
No,
this,
it was
I'm
like a
have to research like a, this.
It was like a fake like black diamond necklace, and she was perform. It's good like to have this when you're on. And I was like, no, green. Not me. She was like, nothing about me screams that I would wear this necklace ever. Like,
I gave you the
spinning
piece 50 Cent used to wear, the G Unit thing. Was that fun?
That's funny. Yeah. Now your gift for her was a tennis bracelet, and she was into it. She liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, because she had mentioned it. Yeah, like.
Why do they call them tennis bracelets, by the way? What's that all about?
I don't know. I don't. It doesn't. Right. I don't think you would wear one when you're playing tennis.
Playing tennis. Like right. Okay.
When you're using your backhand on your wife, that's when you make up for the backhand. You gotta give her a tennis bracelet. Right.
I see why you're still single, Andrew. I get it.
Not to mention the sores on my penis.
this Christmas was pretty good.
No, thanks for answering the question. That's good. Get around to it.
Anyway, as I was saying, this Christmas was great. Do you guys have rituals or routines I don't know. My family every year we watch Christmas Vacation, like all white families do, and then we used
I thought
to
it was Christmas
do,
Story.
Yeah, Christmas Story. But that runs on a loop on like TNT or TBS or something. So yeah, I mean, I guess we catch a little bit of it. But we're Christmas Vacation. That's our thing. And we used to do one grandma's Christmas Eve, the other grandma's Christmas Day, but they're dead, so now there's just no. We did virtual with last night. It was pretty fun. We played bingo and got drunk. I delivered Fireball bottles to my family. I dropped them off at their houses, and then yesterday we did Zoom and we got drunk and it was fun. But got anything? You got any movies? You got any like? I'm always curious what other people do. Foods that are like, we always do this, and this is like.
I'm like the shit. I have traditions. I don't fucking like. I don't care about most traditions. I don't even like. Yeah. We don't even open presents on Christmas. Like this year, we literally opened everything. before Christmas, and then like my son opened presents. But otherwise, I'm like, I don't even. I used to be like really big into holidays, but my dad was like a drunk and like hated holidays. And so then I was just like, I just rather sleep through like this, just not,
so not experience this. So I don't, you hate holidays and you're drunk.
Sure. And it's super drunk. And I usually break the Christmas tree in half on Christmas. So I guess that we do have,
like a wish, like a wishbone of a turkey. Like,
oh, yeah, like my wife wished she didn't marry me type of thing. Yeah, that's.
What about you, Andrew? You get your family have any things you like or like?
Hey, we don't have a lot of like traditions. We do. I mean, my brother's got kids, so they go kind of all out and presents and like to spoil their kids. And they do all the Santa's coming. They get the Santa tracker on your phone. We were gonna watch the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, and my brother, he just kind of fell asleep in the middle of it. So, but we were trying to see if it was good, like appropriate for the kids. You know, you're just looking for stuff to keep them busy while you can do something else. But I thought it was really funny. I watched the whole thing. It's a good movie. It holds up.
Some
good laughs. And what's funny to me is that there's a scene where he's like gaining all this weight to become Santa Claus, and he looks at the scale and it's like he's at 190 pounds, and it's like, oh no. It's like, shouldn't Santa be fatter than 190 pounds? And
sure. That's like that I almost weigh that, so
yeah.
I don't... I'm about 210, yikes. So I think I got Santa beat. Damn it, I'm
210. All right,
yeah, 210, solid 210.
Yeah, 80 of that is his dick.
It's mostly dick weight.
Calls it an anchor. That's fun. Not anymore because you're old and you got your grandma, your parents live across the country, Andrew, and this year obviously was bizarro. And
yeah, FaceTime, my brother and FaceTiming.
My brother and my dad and I tried to do like a challenge, like a between Thanksgiving and Christmas, like health challenge, you know. We just made our own thing, and I was like, I'm going to lose 5 inches around my love handle. And then I told people, and they're like, that's impossible in 25 days. And I was like, or 30 days or whatever. And I was like, oh, well, I'm probably not going to try anyway. So,
yeah. Like, I just have to declare it. That's all.
I wrote it on my vision board that I never look at, and then didn't do it. No, I lost 2 inches, so that's it's not bad, you know. Gained a half an inch on my penis. And,
my parents were they had a funny joke where they said, "Hey, save our presents for last, and then FaceTime us when they're opening our presents." And it was great. They were like, you can FaceTime us because by the time they're in Vermont, so they're like, you guys will be up super early, but it'll be perfect time for us because it'll be 9 a.m. and we'll actually be awake. They're like, this is the first Christmas we get to sleep in and not have to wake up. And the kids got up at 2:30 in the morning.
No shit. Then,
2:30 in the morning?
They're the worst. They're great, but they sure. They send them back to bed. And what happens is, I think this is normal, but I mean, they have trouble getting to sleep except for Christmas Day. They're like, it's 6 p.m. We want to go to bed because they know it'll be Christmas when they wake up. So now they wake up super early because they went to bed early. But they want to be like, will you just lay with me until I fall asleep? And then that turns into like a
I've had some women say that time.
Yeah. please don't leave just yet, Corey. But
that's just because they don't want him to steal while they're sleeping.
I see you long enough to get the fingerprints in your. Damn it, you don't have hair samples I can take. But yeah, they and what ends up happening is like one of the adults will fall asleep down there also, and then they wake up at like 4 a.m. in a kid's bed, being like, "Fuck, now my whole sleep rhythm schedule is fucked."
The whole thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So
we had a very.
So they sent him back to bed, and then they came up at like 7, and then that was more reasonable. Yeah,
I remember being, I don't know, very lucky, I guess. Of like, we didn't get a lot of gifts or anything, but I remember everything. We were home at a certain time for my grandma's, in bed, sleep. I would get up in the middle of the night and go like, I was such a good, like, I wouldn't even look. I would just like. Kind of peek from afar, and they always turn like the dimmer on just the exact amount, because that was the clue, that was my clue, like, oh, he's been here, as he turned the dimmer on, oh, the cookies are gone and the milk's got, like, I knew. And then
you guys
always
are...
like Santa didn't wrap, I don't know, did Santa wrap your gifts? The gifts from Santa were unwrapped,
oh wow,
and just out, and this gifts from my parents were all wrapped. So when we woke up, Santa gifts were all like, oh, like right away, like, oh my God. And I just assume that's what everybody did, but I've learned.
Which gifts were better? Did your parents always make sure they had the better gifts than Santa?
That's funny. No, they let Santa have the cred. That's funny.
What?
What are idiots? That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Santa thinks you're an asshole, but I love you. So
I don't think any kids, I don't think any kids listen to this podcast, but, hopefully we're not.
Well, Corey, just tell your girlfriend to tune in another night.
Yeah. But anyway, so I don't know when
that joke
I
doesn't
knew.
Work because Corey dates older women. But
they're too old. To
tell your girlfriend's kids to not listen to the podcast. Right,
there we
that's
go.
Funny.
Yeah. I don't know when I knew. I would say like 11 years old, maybe 10.
Yeah. I was trying to think about it because my brother
11?
Was like, yeah.
Is that old or young to you?
I have no idea.
That's old as fuck, dude.
Oh, really?
that's like way
Corey
too
was
old.
Was a to... slow developer for sure.
Everything has been late in my life. I didn't have sex till I was 22. You know, I just learned about.
When did you get your first period?
Weed last week. Yeah, period. I mean, I have a, you know, I got a.
Oh boy. You gotta tune into the Patreon for that.
Tune in the Patreon for that last little bit.
Is that the mid level donation to see that?
Yeah,
is late,
you gotta
dude.
Get the second tier. Second
is
tier.
Like fourth grade? Ten's like fourth grade, third grade, fourth grade? I don't know.
Sure.
Do you guys remember?
I don't think there was ever a moment where I yeah.
How old's your kid?
He's 2, and I don't.
Does he
doesn't
know?
Believe in Santa.
he...
Yo, Santa's bullshit. I got you those gifts. You better pay attention to me.
He sat me down. And he was like, "Hey, Dad, I'm too old for this shit. All right, don't just kick it to me straight, man." I was like, "All right, dude, that is not really right, man."
That's funny.
Now, what are we gonna do about the injustices against our people in this country? Oh man. You are really old, advanced for your age. It's crazy.
Yeah. I got him a bean pie and a Scully for his second birthday.
Michael Jordan jersey. This should say Black Lives Matter on the back of it.
Yeah, that's funny. That's great. That's funny. That's good. Hope you didn't get him a bag of Skittles. No, that didn't work for you? All right.
I didn't. I'm out. Just kidding. That's fun. I don't know.
Ken just is like, I don't even want to acknowledge that.
My internet connection's going out, guys. I gotta.
You were supposed to leave during the monologue, not during the actual part where we try to interact.
Well,
and,
we waited this long to get racist, so that's what happens. Corey.
Fair enough.
Which is also a new record for you guys. Congrats.
It was so hard. Can't believe we made it. I don't remember. I do remember Santa being like, at a certain point he stopped wanting to like wrap presents and deal with that, so he would just be like, here's a plane ticket to Hawaii, and we're like, oh, fucking cool. Like, we'd come out and there'd be like nothing, there'd be like a little bit of stuff, And then he'd be like, guess that's it this year. And then he'd be like, oh, wait, what's this envelope say? And it's a note. And you used to have to print out your plane tickets back then. That's crazy. So it'd be like, fucking plane ticket. And be like, holy shit.
Wow. Huh.
So we had like a Christmas tradition of like going to Hawaii. And actually, what's funny, I forgot about this kind of to bring it up. But last one year we were in Hawaii and my dad, we were just listening to the radio. And the guy started playing one of my dad's songs on the radio while we're in Hawaii. And so my dad was like, what the? And he's like, he like had to Google, I think, where the radio station was. And so they just drove to the radio station, was like, hey, you're playing my music. And the guy was like, dude, come on in, hang out. And so he just went on the air in Honolulu. And
I'm the lead singer of LMFAO.
Your dad abandoned for your Christmas vacation like that?
Yeah. That's like, I mean, yeah, if I was on a vacation and someone was like, hey, you're a comedian, I got a gig, I'd be like, fucking see you later.
Peace.
Gotta do some stand up.
This might be the I wouldn't say funny, but I still get gifts from my ex-wife's mom for my birthday. Whoa. And for Christmas. And their love language is giving, which works out great for me. And
wish
so,
my ex-wife would have been a giver.
Wish she would have been a giver.
She is a taker, half my stuff. write that shit
her
down.
Love language was taking half my stuff. Yeah, that's fun.
There you go.
and somebody else's dick. So
actually, that's true. spot on.
Accurate. So she texted me on Christmas Eve a few days before Christmas. She's like, hey, I still have your gift for your birthday, because we weren't able to like see them the last 6 months. And she goes, and now it's coming up on Christmas, and so I got your gift for Christmas. And she goes, this is probably really tacky, but I'm just going to PayPal you all the money. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. But and I was like, yeah, that's fine. But I mean, hopefully just, I don't know, just hang on to it and we'll see each other and it'll be fine. And it'll be a few months and we'll get the bag, whatever I said. And she goes, and I go, hey, so this is how fun she is. I go, we're doing Zoom Christmas with my family. We're going to play bingo and drink. And she goes, oh, strip bingo? And I was like, this lady's crazy. She's awesome. And I go, well, you know, it's on Zoom, so we probably won't have pants on, you know, ha ha ha. And then a few hours later, I got a PayPal notification for $600. So
this Jesus is your Christ. Tip for later.
This is just
you're a prostitute, dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I,
that's what I got from my parents. They just send $1,000. And I was like, that works better than anything. My parents gave me like a juggling set one Christmas. I was like, what the fuck? What makes you think I even would be able to learn this?
This
is why I have a list system now,
you
dude.
You should incorporate other things. That's why you have a list. Yeah, yeah. I, as a bald white guy, I don't like making lists.
Boys. I worked at a Christmas tree farm every Christmas.
Oh, really?
Once I was in high school, I was in a Boy Scout kind of a troop, and we funded our trips every year by selling Christmas trees. And so every Thanksgiving, starting in October, we would have to like cut all these trees, and you know, they child labor. But it was a nonprofit, and all the money we buy snowmobiles, and we go camping, and we do all this cool shit. And, that was pretty fun. But that was the first year I got caught shoplifting. It's right across. It used to be in Bellevue, right across from a Sears, and we would just walk over there. And we were like working at this tree lot, and I was like, oh, I could use like a knife or whatever, you know. So I just stole a knife, and then. I was like, I'm really good at that. I thought, like, I was really smooth, and so I just started stealing stuff all the time.
And what was your method? Did you like slide it into your sleeve?
Yeah, 100%. That's it. I thought that was unique to me, but that's pretty common, I guess.
He immediately guessed it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's the first one you would do. Yeah. I would take it, kind of walk around with it. Yeah. And then I just, ever so slowly, I'd be, you know, lifting
it
up there.
Yeah, stick it up your butt.
They also had an elevator one time. We went in an elevator and took the floor up and then stuffed it in. And my buddy at the time, we're not friends anymore, but he went into the bathroom and like tried to open a thing up, and then he was like, people are walking in, I'm sure they heard me. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking plastic, you gotta rip it. But
you
then we
stole
got
something out of plastic, like
he
a plastic
me. Yeah, yeah, this guy, yeah.
He had to steal scissors also. Yeah.
He had to borrow my knife, so I had to go steal it so he could knife, yeah. But yeah, and then I threw mine in the woods because the other kids got caught and I was like, they're going to tell on me. And so I just threw it in the woods and then they were like, well, go in the woods and find it. And I was like, well, fuck that. And I was like, I should have just held on to it, you know, but
that's cool. You worked for a nonprofit and we still do. We still work for a nonprofit.
And I'm not profitable. So
Scott Lossy. Oh, there's someone we should have on the.
Absolutely.
Ken, you've been great, but we should have had Scott.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me of a funnier comedian we haven't talked to.
Oh, so funny. Well, shit. That's, I mean, we kind of talked about all the things. Unless you guys got something else. Well, you have a pretty dope podcast yourself, though, Ken, that I was on. It was really fun. What's it called again?
It's called A Drunken Night Out. Actually, both of you guys are on it. Andrew was like one of, I want to say Andrew was the first episode ever, actually, when I went to a Drunken Night Out. We record, you were one of the first five episodes. We recorded in like Portland, on your way. I think you were doing Cap City, I think. Yeah,
no, I was, doing that was on my way to find out I wasn't on a TV show anymore.
Yeah, we had a conversation.
The whole conversation, I'm like, and this and all this hard work, and it's all paid off, and I'm on my way, and I'm gonna be a big star, and then. And then they're like, a new phone, who this? And I was like, hello, Hollywood?
Like, hey, Ken, can you erase all of that?
Take all that stuff out. That's that's actually funny. That's not the, that's not the only, I didn't ask you to take anything out, but I filmed a thing with my buddy, Steve Hofstetter, and he introed me by being like, Andrew's down in LA shooting a TV show. And then I was like, hey, can you take that out? Because that didn't happen. And he's like, ah, no one will know. We didn't mention anything by name. I was like, yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing
to me.
There's
a chance that someone might be, yeah.
Well, I just feel like an idiot being like, oh, what TV show? It's a tiny thing. It didn't work out. I got cut.
It was on Nat Geo too, actually.
I just say it was on Comedy Central because no one will watch
Geo,
it
the
anyway.
Ocho.
The Ocho.
Nat Geo the Ocho. The Drunken Night Out is very fun and great name.
What's your Zoom show you're doing too? We did that Zoom show, right? Are you still doing that?
Oh, we're not doing any of the other shows.
We'll delete
anymore.
This part of the podcast. All right.
If you could just take that part out of there.
That's going to be your intro. Hey, remember that show? Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
I was doing a lot of different shows. I was doing Triple Threat, which was a show that me and a couple other people created. And then me and Josh did a show, which Josh Firestein was the creator of the show. I was just the host, co-host on it. And that show was called Party Time. Super fun show. If it ever comes back out, y'all should check that out. And then A Drunken Night Out is the thing that I've been doing consistently.
Is there anywhere they can find the archive?
Go on the Big Laugh Comedy Network, either on the YouTube page and then on Facebook. You can check that out there. So
beautiful. Ken Hamlet, 2 T's. Find him on all the things. I'm at Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. Andrew is Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. Thanks for letting us homeschool you. See you next week. Bye.